It's the 22nd of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Questions are being asked about an incident which occurred in Bedford's Cleat Hill area last Saturday morning. Residents were awakened by an explosion, then later discovered an inferno at a nearby house, which, sadly, took the life of one man and seriously injured a woman. The source of the loud bang, described by neighbours, was the result of a pressure build-up of naturally occurring gas, unlinked to any gas company infrastructure. It was also revealed that there was a previous underground gas issue earlier in the year around the same location. Surrounding properties have been evacuated, with no time frame provided when people can return to their homes. The fire service said it was a one-in-a-million occurrence. A gas line was accidentally struck yesterday by a construction crew on Manton Lane in front of the new Bedford Greenacre school site. Motorists were asked to avoid the area and residents were told to remain in their homes with the windows open. Cadent Gas have since deployed workers to the area to repair the damaged line. A drug dealer who was supplying Bedford with illegal drugs from London caught the attention of Bedfordshire Police's Operation Bosun Unit, which deals with gangs and guns. Memphis Phillips took advantage of vulnerable people to distribute heroin and crack cocaine. This led to his arrest back in 2023 and his sentencing last Thursday at Luton Crown Court. The 20-year-old Phillips will spend more than 3 years behind bars. A proposal to extend the skate park at Millennium Park in Flitwick can now move forward, courtesy of funding provided by the government's UK Shared Prosperity Fund. The grant, worth almost £300,000, will be used to add new equipment and features at the park that are more suitable for children aged 6 and under. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.